everyone, to Above and Beyond Affiliate Marketing. I am your host, Jason Ryland. And today, as we continue our goal-crushing series, please go back to episode 1. If you're just jumping in, it's okay, but go back because we have some valuable tools, hints, and tips to help you within these in this series. Now, going forward, today we're going to talk about the techniques, as I promised you yesterday. Now, we're going to get right into the, you kind of have now a better idea of what the goal setting portion is, and that should kind of ease you into this. So, I just hope that you really get rewarded with your goals that you set for yourself, and whatever efforts that you use in order to get there, because you're going to start our the long-term ambitions, right? So you're going to get into the very best of yourself when you set your goals. And you can do that, I kind of say, in a perfect manner. And I use that suggestively because this is what we're going to talk about today. And I just want to make note that listen to tomorrow's episode. It's very important because we actually have a super affiliate news bulletin to give you tomorrow. I don't have all the information in front of me right now, but we're going to give it to you tomorrow. And it's going to be, you're going to be able to, if you're thinking of your master plan, this is going to help you get there. So now imagine the success that you wish to achieve in your life. Okay, whether it's the distant future or in the next 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, you can either describe it in picture writing. That's a thing that we're going to talk about. You could do that by watching videos, YouTube videos. A lot of people whose success that you wish to emulate. But I have kind of a caveat to that. Always follow those that have been where you are and where you want to go. Don't emulate yourself after somebody. Don't find a mentor, if you will, that's somebody, you know, multi-billionaire. I mean, we all want to be, this is my thing. It's just that if you think of Elon Musk, right? So whether you like him or hate him or whatever, it doesn't matter. That when you think of him, you know that he's the richest man on the planet, right? So you think about that, you think of the things that he's doing, and then you're like, okay, I want that. Well, that's great. And you, if you want to emulate yourself after that, there's things that you can do and find out his story and how he's got to get there. But make sure you also have realistic goals of where you're going to go now. Okay, so the next step to that is let's further refine the details of your success by including the details into the picture that you just created, right? So the more specific, the better. So you can use these as stepping stones for smaller goals to determine how you can reach the bigger picture for the type of success that you're looking for. Now that you have a rough idea of the success you wish to achieve in the future, it's time to set goals by writing them down or recording them in other ways. I've done YouTube video recordings that are not aired, but they're a video journal as we go along through our success. So when it comes to a future goal of mine, I've already set myself up for that success because I'm doing it now. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not happening in the background. And then when it's introduced later, you're like it just happened. Like all of a sudden, Jason came out with all this information, but it's actually years in development. Anyways, you can. I kind of like this. It's a saying. I don't know who said it, but this one thing that always sticks in my head is no one can motivate you until you motivate yourself. And that is so true with just everything. 'Cause so let's start there. Okay, let's go on this journey together, and let's go off of that and set goals that motivate you. And let's call this part one. 'Cause the goals with the motivational elements to it, whether they're intrinsic or extrinsic, are, I'm sorry, I tripped up on my own word, extrinsic. And that is the best reasons you can give yourself to thrive in life. So, passion, commitment, sense of urgency, enthusiasm, creativity, and there's so many other positive traits within that of your goals that will motivate you. Nevertheless, I got to tell you guys that some of you have had problems in the past of having too many goals, which were passionate, and I appreciate that. But when you're going to reach the end of working towards any goal, and you have too many goals, you really drain out all your energy out, and you can't even achieve any minimal part of success because you've spread yourself too thin. Therefore, before we set out our tireless work towards our goals, and don't exhilarate yourself, because you have to decide the winner of your goal, right? What's the winning part of the goal? Not just we can chunk them out. Like we said before, we can do all these things, but these are the techniques you're going to use for the winning part of your goal. So I like to call this goal competition, because we're going to do this journey. We're going to do this goal together. So we're going to score in this competition. And how are we going to do this? Okay, firstly, you're going to understand that some of your goals may prevent you from reaching other goals. Regardless how obsessive you are about or passionate about that goal. Because some goals take us longer to achieve that bigger goal that you have, the bigger picture that you have, even if they're the easiest to achieve compared to others. Now, okay, so not to confuse you, meanwhile, I'm going to let you know that some goals must be achieved first before you go to your next goal. I know that it sounds redundant or something. They're like, well, of course, you got to do one before the other. But it's precisely my point. You have to prioritize the most motivating goal or start with the easiest ones. Which one is it? Are you gonna how about those ones that are more rewarding, but it takes longer to achieve? Because we're a society of right now, and if instant, what do they call it, the instant satisfaction society, where everything's at your fingertip, all the information, you just look it up, it's right there, it's right in front of you. But how do you achieve the more of a reward when it takes longer to achieve? Okay, so some of the techniques to setting up these goals. So writing, okay, of course I always tell you to write this down. So answer such questions that are subject to your individual preferences and your strategies, okay? Because those are the questions that you're going to have to answer during this first stage of goal setting. So we're in a competition now, so you're going to want to do this. In short, the goals are basically competing with one another to be your priority. Got it? So we're going to score the goal on this competition by deciding the winner of this competition, and then we're going to understand which goal we should first concentrate on. Okay, this is going to save you from exhaustion. I'll guarantee it. It's going to help you from the lack of focus, the lack of energy, even emotional strain, vain efforts to do anything, and even the most importantly, your motivation to continue your work on future goals. Because what happens? We lose steam sometimes, don't we, guys? We can decide to adjust the level of priorities to each goal. At least you can anticipate the outcome of your actions better from the beginning than you can do when you're at the end of it. So that moves us to part two for motivating of those goals. Okay, so what is going to make these winter goals? We're going to find the deepest meanings in these goals, which are willing to devote your time and resources to. They're not only the winners of the goal competition, but they're also our motivators. That is one thing that you're going to find out who the winner is. And the winner is going to be within your quest. And now you're going to accomplish these goals, and you'll be tempted to set new goals and try to accomplish them. However, goals which truly motivate us will withstand the competition from other new goals, and we will be dedicated to finish these goals before the new ones. In other circumstances, please listen, our efforts on long-term goals will be further justified with rewards of our motivation. The further fuels our motivation for the next goals. Does that make any sense, you guys? That is going to reinforce your motivation, okay? When we do these first round of our goals, we have decided to work on and write down and why it's meaningful, why it's important, why it's valuable to us. Then you can ask yourself, how do I convince other people that these goals are worth my effort, time, and resources? The answer to this very important question will form a deeper meaning and become the motivation for you to carry out despite your doubts, despite your diminishing confidence or your struggles to achieve them, because it is the best reminder that you're promised to commit yourself to your cause. You understand? We have to be smart. Now, I kind of have smart. So we can break down smart as SMART: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time. Write that down. SMART being specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time. Bound goals that are really just refined and based on your winner goals from the goal competition before finalizing your other goals. So, in such a way, if you think about it, your meaningful and motivating goals will not only be a temporary passion without a concrete way to plan them. So, you have to be smart, okay? Again, let's write, you'll be able to download this book too, that at the end of this episode. It's actually part of our RileyMediaGroup.com course. And this is one of our free online courses that we give. So if you want to go deeper into this, you just go to RileyMediaGroup.com and you'll be able to get in deeper in this. And of course, you can also download our Millionaire Blueprint at rmgmedia.biz, and that'll help you as well. And don't forget to download our book, 7 Ways for Unstoppable Success, because you have to be smart, right? S is specific, M is for measurable, A is for attainable, R is for relevant, and T is for time-based. Remember, we have to have a time for our setting up our goals. We can't have it open-ended like we talked about yesterday. So your specific goals are going to be what you choose them that you're passionate about, but we need to be clear about your specific goals. Let's get into that since we're talking about it, because goals that aren't clearly defined will not lead us to our desired definitions in life. Okay? I say definitions, you could say destinations, you could say determinations, whatever it is that your goals that is your whatever is defining you, whatever your destination is, and if you don't specify them, you'll lose your direction, no matter how passionate you are about them. And if you're presented with multiple methods to achieve your goals, that could also help lose your direction, as mentioned earlier, and also the episode yesterday that we talked about it. It will waste a lot of your resources if you don't have conviction in the specificity of your goals. And remember, guys, goals are just show us the way that we must spell out every single detail to get us where we want. That's why I say be specific. Don't be generalization. Be really specific. And that's going to lead us right into measurable goals. Goals that are immeasurable are those which are vaguely defined and hence will not be, you won't be able to track your progress. You want quantifying both your progress and your goals, and then comparing them both and indicate our performance and success rate. This indication could also be used as analysis for further improvements in our performance. I remember doing our first podcast into where we are today. It was a buildup, okay? And same thing with the other things that you do within your business and what you're gonna do. You have to ta we talk in affiliate marketing, we talk about A/B split testing, marketing and ads and things like that. Even if you have a brick and mortar business, you have to decide how are you gonna get people in that door. And what best advertisements, what gets them in the door, and everything else through different methods to increase your business performance. So I kind of look at, since we've talked previously about body weight stuff, but body weight management programs, you kind of have to. So, like, I'm going to go on a diet is kind of more than that. So I always say you have to build up a budget. What you're gonna do, if you're a runner, you're gonna run distance. You're gonna the time, the building construction, whatever goals that you have that made up these absolute quantifications. So whatever you're gonna do. So if I was gonna be a runner, I said, you know what? Okay, so I'm gonna run, but I don't have the proper shoe wear. So I want to go to healthywaynow.net so I can find out what zero shoes are for running performance. They're better balance running, natural move foot movement, for your body and your life and everything else. So you go to healthyway.net, you find out that. So, but you now you're figuring that out, and then you're gonna build off of that, and so many other goals that are made up if you're gonna run or hike or whatever. Even a building in construction. Using these measurement of results, you can tell how much you have improved or progressed, and you won't even miss the celebration without knowing that you achieved these certain goals. That kind of leads us to attainable goals, right? Because you're going to want to set these goals that are realistically possible to achieve them, and that will build up more success on top of other success. Kind of in contrast, working on these goals, which are impossible or too challenging to achieve, will only break your oh my goodness, I am so sorry. Perseverance and determination, in the long term. We'll surely lose motivation if we can't achieve any rewards we wish despite our best efforts, right? So, even when I'm speaking and I'm passionate about this subject and I'm telling you about this, I can slip up my words. I have what's in my head, and if I don't say things correctly, it's okay. I understand that it's the most positive thing that I'm doing in achieving my goal is getting it out there. And in spite of slipping up on a word or saying something is actually helps me when I actually listen to these later and I critique myself, I scrutinize it so I can be better for you guys later too. So we should always resist the appeal of setting goals that are too easy to accomplish, right? This is because constantly setting easy goals will generate kind of this comfort zone for us. So while we indulge in completing these easy goals, we kind of become insensitive to our needs to improve. And in the end, we're so afraid of failure and non-achievement that we will not risk setting a more challenging goal. That's why some of these plug-and-play software, those seem to go really well just because we want somebody else to do for it because we're afraid of failing if we do it ourselves. Kind of in a particular way of setting such goals is divide the goal into measurable upper and lower bounds. For instance, if you have a lower boundary of your goal, like running a distance of 5 miles in 30 minutes instead of running the same distance in the same amount of time, you can run further in 30 minutes or run the same distance in a shorter time. These goals can be adjusted from time to time, but in certain situations like running, you can definitely attempt a longer distance knowing you have achieved during itself, the run itself, right? That make any sense? In other words, you kind of like these attainable goals that you have to be aware of the level of difficulties and the rewards of your efforts. You have to adjust the levels of difficulties to your performance so not as to fall into the comfort zone or feel demotivated in the future. Okay? Relevant goals, so important. Concentrate on your relevant goals. Does not only save us from unnecessary venture and other distraction, it also allows us to practice our best skills, expand our knowledge in a particular subject, gain invaluable experience for future growth. And sometimes, guys, it can be difficult for us to separate the goals in which we are very eager to accomplish from ones in which we feel are relevant and beneficial for our future, but it's still primary. And yet, very essential to ensure that your goals are constantly relevant. And again, I'm going to go back to it. Time-bound goals, guys, deadlines, time limits, even day-to-day progress are some of the measures we can set for ourselves to ensure progress. Okay? Ever have a to-do list? Have your to-do list, but have a time allotted to them. Okay, because setting the goals with a certain time frame will help you anticipate delays, prevent any unnecessary delays for yourself to ensure progress. Okay, because without a sense of timing, there'll be less or no urgency for you to complete even the easiest task. Because your commitment will dwindle, and you might even start to get comfortable with procrastination, which is can be a killer to your work and your goals. So you must always remind yourself to be expected in the development in your timeline. So you have you set yourself up for your success, for your dreams to come true. Okay? And writing your goals, writing your plan, and keeping up with it. Now you told I've talked to you about Now, you all understand how the SMART goal setting concepts work, right? So don't forget that we must write our goals, set a reminder for your goals, set reminders to be more effective. You can set them on your phones because we all carry cell phones these days. Place a sticky, put it in a mirror near your bathroom after you take a shower, or put it on your desk, put it on the refrigerator, put it on the, a good place. Put a post-it note on your TV when you're watching it and place it there what you should be doing now instead of binging your favorite TV show. Yes, you can get there. You can binge your favorite show. You need a breather, and I will talk about that in other episodes. But if you're focused on your dreams, stuff like that, what should you be doing now besides wasting that valuable time? Now, tomorrow's episode, that leads us right into reasons for failure. Now, remember, failure is the key to success. With that, I'll leave you. And you guys have a wonderful, blessed day. May give the glory and honor to our Heavenly Father. And I want you, everybody listening out there, you forever be richer. If you have any questions, comments, anything about the show, please leave us a voice message as always. Please donate to the show. That's how we have success in the show, is through our donations. And I also wanted to say thank you all for listening. It's because of you guys that we're a success. And with that, God bless. Have a wonderful day.